love Chung Un Fat. I just don't see him playing Madman.
Awesome.
Could you sign it to a really big fan? You bet. I love this book, man. This shit is awesome. I wish I was like these guys, getting stoned, talking all raw about chicks and fighting supervillains. I love these guys. You know what? They're like Bill and Ted meet. Chichichong!
Yeah, I kind of like to think of them as Rosencrantz and Guildenstern meet Vladimir and Estragon.
Yes!
Who?
Did you, like, draw this or something?
I ain't getting them also the colors. The guy next to me draws it, but we both came up with the characters.
Next. Does that mean you ink it?
Well, it means that Holden draws the pictures in pencil, and then he gives it to me to go over and ink. Next.
So basically, you just trace.
It's not tracing, all right? I add depth and shading to give the image more definition. Only then does the drawing truly take shape.
No. You go over what he draws with a pen, all right? That's tracing.
Not really. Next.
Hey, man. Let me ask you something. Somebody draws something and then draw the exact same thing, like right on top of it, without going outside the original designated art. What do you call it?
I don't know, man. Tracing?
See?
You want your book signed or what?
Hey! Don't get all testy with him just because you got a problem with your station in life.
Oh, I'm secure with what I do.
Then just say it. You're a tracer.
How should I sign this?
I don't want you to sign it, man. I want the guy to draw us, Blunt and Growing, to sign it. I'm just a tracer.
Tell him, little shaver.
Who do I sign it to?
You're mucking with us, you fucking tracer!
Trace a chalk line around your dead fucking body, you fuck!
Would you get him out of here? Hey, wait a second! He's your me! You fucking tracer!
Your mother's a tracer!
Can I explain the audience principle to you? If you insult and accost them, then we have no audience.
He started it, fucking cock knocker! It's lucky I didn't put my pen through a thorax!
See, that reminds me. Curtains in 10 minutes. Okay?
For years, in this industry, whenever an African-American character, hero or villain, was introduced, usually by white artists and writers, they got slapped with racist names that singled them out as Negroes. Now, my book, White Hatin' Coon, don't have none of that bullshit. The hero's name is Malikwa, and he's a descendant from the black tribe that established the first society on the planet while you European motherfuckers were still hiding in caves and shit, all terrified of the sun. He's a strong role model that a young black reader can look up to. Because I'm here to tell you, the chickens is coming home to roost, y'all. The black man's no longer going to play the minstrel in the medium of comics and sci-fi fantasy. We keeping it real. And we going to get respect by any means necessary.
Come on. That's a bunch of horse shit. Lando Calrissian was a black guy, you know. He got to fly the Millennium Falcon. What's the matter with you?
Who said that?
I did. Lando Calrissian is a positive role model in the realm of science fiction fantasy.
Fuck Lando Calrissian, Uncle Tom, nigga. Only some white boy gotta invoke the Holy Trilogy. Bust this. Those movies are about how the white man keeps the brother man down, even in a galaxy far, far away. Check this shit. You got cracker farm boy Luke Skywalker, Nazi poster boy, blonde hair, blue eyes. And then you got Darth Vader, the blackest brother in the galaxy, Nubian god.
What's a Nubian?
Shut the fuck up. Now, Vader, he's a spiritual brother, you know, down with the Force and all that good shit. Then there's Cracker, Skywalker. Gets his hands on a lightsaber, and the boy decides he's gonna run the fucking universe. Gets a whole clan of whites together. And they gonna bust up Vader's hood, the Death Star. Now, what the fuck do you call that?
Intergalactic Civil War?
Gentrification! They They're going to drive out the black element to make the galaxy, quote, unquote, safe for white folks.
And Jedi's the most
insulting installment, because Vader's beautiful black visage is sullied when he pulls off his mask to reveal a feeble, crusty old white man. They're trying to tell us that deep inside, we all wants to be white.
Well, isn't that true?
What's a Nubian? Bitch, you almost made me laugh.
Man, what about you? You didn't tell me you were gonna scream black rage. I nearly pissed myself.
How do you manage to get away with this all the time? I mean, shouldn't the cops be busting your head open right about now?
Wrong coast. Well, this here, she full of blanks.
Okay.
And Opiate gets all sorts of legal clearances before I go on.
So your publisher actually condones these theatrics?
Condones, honey. They insist. I need to sell the image to sell the book. And would the audience still buy the whole black rage angle if they found out the book was written by a
faggot?
When you say it, it sounds so sexy.
Hey, I'll play your victim, but not your catcher, all right?
Cooper, how come you sound like Minister Farrakhan when you're on stage and the King of Pop when you're not?
Look out, boys, this kitten has a wig!
Before I get to speak, you dick! I swear! Jesus, the next con I attend and they ask me to be in the minority kind of, I see your name anywhere near that list I'm passing.
Hold in, Banky. This pile of PMS is Alyssa Jones. She does that book Idiosyncratic Routine.
Oh, I've read your book. It's cute. Chick stuff, but cute. What?
Sorry about him. He's dealing with being an anchor.
Oh, you trace.
I really like your book. I'm surprised we never met at any other cons before.
Yeah, we'll lose the dick or change the skin tone and we can get to know each other on panel after panel.
These boys be Blunt Man and Chronic, which outsells both of our books put together. Hence, they're never on the panel with the likes of us. They slumming it right now. I promised Alyssa I'd buy her post-rape drink. Do the Garden Staters have to sprint to the Lincoln Tunnel, or can you stay for a round in the big, scary city?
We're gonna go. We'll go.
Archie, all right? Archie and the Riverdale gang were a pure and fun-loving bunch. You can't find dysfunction in those comics. They were just flat-out wholesome.
Archie and Jughead were lovers.
Shut the fuck up!
It's true. Archie was the bitch and Jughead was the butch. That's why Jughead wears that crown-looking hat all the time. Be the king of Queen Archie's world.
I feel a hate crime coming on.
Well, you know, he does have a point. I mean, Archie never did quite settle on Betty or Veronica.
Because he wanted them both at the same time, you assholes. He didn't choose one because he was trying to get them both into a three-way.
Yeah.
What?
I want you to go down to the corner store and buy yourself a clue. Go on.
Eat it, Urkel.
I done told you to watch it with that Urkel shit. Face it, girl. Archie's a sister.
You.
Mom?
Yeah, you. You are marching back across the street with me, and we're gonna pick up a shitload of Archie books. And I'm going to prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that Archie is all about pussy. Come on.
This boy is conflicted. I shall play mother therapist for him. You two sit tight. We shall return promptly.
Does he always like that?
Him? Yeah. Ever since the third grade, this nun was teaching us about the Blessed Trinity. You know, she's going on and on about the three persons in one God thing, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Banky just goes ballistic on her. They got this huge fight.
an 8-year-old kid. How bad could it have been?
Well, have you ever seen a nun call a small child a fucking cunt rat? It wasn't pretty. But shit like that's bound to happen when you make a kid wear matching tie and slacks every day.
All right. And your parochial school misadventures?
Oh, mostly limited to wine tasting prior to mass. Turned me into a grade school alcoholic altar boy, though. Can't tell you how many mornings after serious benders I wake up next to strange priests.
Aren't you the sharp wit?
A sharp? No. I'm just a fan of clergy molestation humor. Probably why the extended family quit inviting me to first communion parties.
You play darts?
Not professionally. You know, only in bars.
I don't know. Maybe I should just sign one of those exclusive deals like you guys. Your new book seems to be selling like mad.
Yeah, well, it all goes back to something my grandmother told me when I was a kid. Holden, she said, the big bucks are in dick and fart jokes. She was a churchgoer.
Oh, the cry from the heart of a real artist trapped in commercial hell, pitying his good fortune. I'm sure you can dry your eyes on all those fat checks you rake in.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that? Did I detect a note of bitter envy in there?
Nope, I'm happy my stuff gets read at all. There's very little market for hearts and flowers in this spandex-clad, big pecs, big tits, big guns field. If I sell 2 issues, I feel like John Grisham.
Well, it's all about marketing. Over or underweight guys that don't get laid. They're our bread and butter. People like those two outside should be yours. And sadly, they're more of our core audience. Kind of gives you a little charge, though. See two people like that in love. And all over Banky's car, no less. And that car's seeing more action right now than it's seen in years.
Bubbly guy like that? It's hard to figure out why.
You gotta respect that kind of display of affection. You know what I mean? Sure, it's crazy, it's rude, it's self-absorbed, but, you know, it's love.
It's not love.
Oh, says you.
That out there? That's fleeting.
Fleeting?
Mm-hmm. Why did it split? It was really nice meeting you. Good luck with your book. Tell Hoop I'll call him later. Tell your friend to calm down.
Shut up already.
You shut up. You're insane. Archie is not fucking Mr. Weatherby.
Deny, deny, deny. Where's Alyssa?
She left. She said she'd call you later.
Look, he's just offering to help Archie with his fucking homework.
Read between the lines, bitch.
Fuck this. Let's go. Traffic. Holden?
What?
Let's go!
You see that dent in the hood of your car?
Son of a bitch!
Let me guess. You like her.
Oh.
Miss Alyssa Jones?
She's all right.
As long as that's all.
One of the best streetlights you've ever drawn.
It's the one from across the street from the post office.
Looks just like it.
Thanks. So, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, get a pizza, watch the grassy junior high.
Yeah, a weird thing for Canadian melodrama.
But a weird thing for girls who say a boot.
The bank hold up.
Hooper here. Listen. I know how you bird things hate the city, but there's a club shindig going down tonight that I think you'd really get into.
Where is it?
A place called Meow Mix. The Tempest Barkeep.
Oh, I don't know, Hoop. We're prepping the next issue. We get that stupid meeting in the morning.
Told her you wouldn't be interested.
Told who?
Alyssa.
Alyssa from last night, Alyssa?
How do you begin and end a question with the same word like that? You got skill. Yep, that one. She asked me to invite you. Now, here's the part where you say...
I'll be there.
Thought so. 10 o'clock later.
Who was it?
That was Hooper. He invited me to a club.
Man, when's that faggot gonna learn? You like chicks.
Not that kind of club.
So when are we leaving?
We? You can't go. He's hooking me up with Alyssa.
And
I don't want you messing it up.
I care about your shit.
I'll hook up myself.
Told you. Not that kind of club.
How does one man get to be so funny?
Look. How are you gonna get home when I hook up, huh?
Like that'll happen.
Oh, let me explain something to you, my witless chum. The other night, we two, Alyssa and I, we shared a moment.
Oh, you had a moment.
No. We shared a moment, all right? And in that moment, one thing was made abundantly clear. This girl loves me, my friend. Loves me. You know what I'm saying? Who's your daddy now? Come on. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Godzilla, it's your birthday. Godzilla, it's your birthday. Your birthday.
All right. Bring on the free hooch.
What do you mean free? I didn't even bite your tie, Dad. So where's your better half?
Taking a piss. Ty's got a bladder like an infant.
That's funny. He says you're hung like an infant.
Does his mother tell him everything?
Hey!
Did you fall in love?
Where is she? Over there? Look at her in her net shirt. Been dancing for an hour. Hasn't stopped yet.
She ain't no Danny Terry, I'll say that.
Listen, I'm not back by Tuesday. Call my mother, all right?
Wait. There's something you should know.
She got a boyfriend.
Well, no.
Then what's to know, my friend? What's to know?
Well, if it isn't Flat Man himself, or should I call you Chronic?
Call me Flattered. I heard you sent me the invite to this little soiree.
From a former hometown girl to Mr. Hometown himself.
What, you're saying you're from the Burbs?
Little town, New Jersey.
Get out of here! I'm from Highland.
I know. Hooper told me.
How is it that we never ran into one another?
Did you graduate from high school?
Yeah, 88.
I went to North.
What a small fucking world. So you know the Tri-Town area?
Quiz me.
Miller Hill.
You wrote my name on the wall.
Sandy Hook.
Lost my virginity.
This is so cool at the mall.
Eden Prairie or Menlo Park?
Oh, no. Here's the big test. Quick style.
My best friend fucked the dead guy in the bathroom.
You know that girl?
I did, before she was committed.
There's a lot of chicks in this place.
Chicks. You're such a man.
You know what this is? This is fake.
No, this is the Raj.
I'm talking about us meeting. What are the chances?
Pretty slim. I haven't been back to the Burbs since my friend's funeral.
The Quick Stop girl died?
Another girl, Julie Dwyer.
YMCA pool! Damn, you knew her too?
So well.
Wow. One friend in the asylum, the other friend in the grave. You're a dangerous person to know.
But I can catch them. That's a Buffalo Chief stuff.
Yeah, well, very solid.
That's what 6 years of tap lessons yield.
2 towns away from each other for years, we had to meet in New York.
Could have been worse. Could have not met at all.
Okay. We're back. Thank you. So a long time ago, we used to have this bass player who took off one day to draw funny books or something. Maybe you've heard of her stuff, Idiosyncratic Routine. But what a lot of people don't know is that she used to harbor these delusions that she could sing. And she used to subject us to these throaty renditions of Debbie Gibson tunes and shit. So she's here tonight, and I think if we all beg her, or maybe offer her some X, she'll come up here and treat us with some of her vocal stylings. What do you say, Alyssa?
Yeah!
Oh, she's shy. Get up here and sing, bitch!
Woo! Woo! Yay!
What am I doing? This is so fucking gay.
such a cut. You guys know what I want to do, right? All right, I should dedicate this, right? This is for that someone special out there.
Ready?
I'm feeling nothing but all alone. Just missing someone I don't even know. But until I find them, I'll wait patiently.
Chance to see this kind of shit live without paying for it.
Sorry, it's just new to him.
Oh, and you're an old hand at this?
No, I should apologize. I don't normally get all mushy in public, but it's been a while since I've seen Kiln here.
You know what? I want to dance.
Go ahead. I'll watch from here.
No, I want to dance with you.
He's such a rag. I have to sit here and work up the desire to fuck you later. Please. Yes?
You said fuck. She said fuck. You said fuck to that girl. You said that you'd fuck her.
And?
Well, how can a girl fuck another girl? Were you talking about strap-ons or something?
Jesus, would you shut up?
What?
It's okay.
I don't know how many times I can apologize for it.
No, Banky, I've never used a strap-on.
Well, then what's with saying fuck? Shouldn't you say eat her out, or at least modify the term fuck with something like fist?
Let me ask you a question. Can men fuck each other?
What, do you ask for my permission?
In your estimation.
Sure.
So, for you to fuck is to penetrate. You're used to the more traditional definition. You inside some girl you do, jackhammering away, not noticing that bored look in her eyes.
Hey, I always notice that bored look in her eyes, all right?
Fucking is not limited to penetration, Banky. For me, it describes any sex when it's not totally about love. I don't love Kim, but I'll fuck her. I'm sure you don't love every girl you sleep with.
Some of them I downright loathe.
Uh-huh, but I'll bet it's different with the ones you do love. Like, you'll go down on them longer.
Here we go.
I don't do that.
What?
I stopped dropping. It got to be too frustrating.
You know, as stupid as you usually come off during this little diatribe of yours, you're going to come off 10 times as stupid on this occasion.
What? I lost my tolerance for the bullshit baggage that comes with eating girls out. What's the big deal?
If you say the smell, so help me, I will slug you.
Not the smell. The smell is good. I'm talking about not being able to do it properly. And my mother brought me up to believe that if I can't do something right, I shouldn't do it at all. Of course, my father told me she gave a lousy head, but that's beside the point.
Well, at least you blame yourself for your sexual inadequacies.
No, I blame them. Chicks never help you out. They never tell you what to do, right? And most of them are all self-conscious about the smell factor, and so most of the time they just lay there frozen like a deer in headlights. I mean, not for nothing, but when a chick goes down on me, I let her know where to go and what the status is. You gotta handle it like CNN and the Weather Channel. Constant updates.
You are such an idiot.
No, he's got a point. I mean, that's how I was in high school, you know, all nervous and inhibited about being eaten out. But by the time I got to college, that all changed. I loosened up. I was like one of those guys at the airport with those big flashlights, waving them this way, directing them that way, telling them when to stop.
And that's all I'm saying. It'd be different if chicks helped out, you know, pointed a guy in the right direction. Then there'd be no bullshit, no wasted time, and no chance for, you know, permanent injuries.
Permanent injuries?
Sure. You want to see something permanent? See that?
Uh-huh.
I got that from Nina Rollins. Sophomore year, I'm going down on her, right? And out of nowhere, her cat jumps on her stomach, and she does this big old pelvic thrust, cracks my tooth, and sends it down my throat. I had to get a crown for the stub.
I got that beat. Junior year, I'm going down on Cynthia Slater in her dorm room after we went club hopping. I'm totally drunk. And in the middle of it, I fall asleep right in her lap. She got so mad she digs her heel into my back. Right there. That's permanent.
All right. See this? That's the farthest I can move my neck to the right. Again, sophomore year. I'm going out with Brandy Spinning. And for like 6 months, I'm going down on her, right? Not a damn thing's happening. So one night, I change a position or vary my lapping speed, and suddenly, it's a whole new world. She's moving around, convulsing, breathing heavy, and her legs are pressed up against my ear so tightly that I don't hear her father come into the room. He grabs my hair and pulls me way back hard.
Senior year, spring formal. I'm eating out Missy Kurt in her brother's car. She's like laying across the back seat. I'm half hanging out, my knees on the ground. She's flailing around and she knocks the parking brake off. The car starts rolling down the hill. And my left knee is cut up to shit. Like a kitty scissors glass cut it over my dog.
We gotta beat that traffic, huh?
What traffic? It's 1:30 in the morning.
And rush hour starts in 6 hours. Let's go. Thanks for inviting us out. It was educational. Come on.
since you like chicks, right? You just look at yourself naked in the mirror all the time?
Look, here's the deal. When we get in there, don't be a complete fucking potzer like you were last night. This is business now, okay?
Oh, why are you in such a bad mood? Still dwelling on that dyke?
Hey, knock it off, will you?
What'd I tell you? She just needs the right guy. All every woman really wants, be it mother, senator, nun, is some serious deep dicking. See, that's why I can't buy lesbians. Everyone needs dick. See, I can buy fags, a bunch of guys that need dick, you know, just plain need it. That I get. Dykes, bullshit posturing. Well, live and let live, I guess.
I'm sure the gay community appreciates your support.
We'd like to start off by saying that it is a real pleasure to finally meet you.
Absolute pleasure.
One of the main reasons that we started this whole thing was to finally meet the guys that do Blunt Man and Chronic.
Snoochie booches,
huh? Which brings us to our proposal.
Look, fellas, the days of Butthead are over. All right, we're interested in doing 12 half-hour Blunt Man and Chronic cartoons.
What do you say? Are we in business?
Yeah, hi. Somebody told me they make comic books here, which is so weird because I have this great idea for a story. It's about a guy who comes to this club and hightails it when he finds out. Ready for this? This girl is gay. Any interest in a story like that? An animated series?
12 episodes.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Maggie seems to think so.
But you don't.
Well, I don't know if that's really the perception I want people to have of our work. You know, I know this sounds pretentious as hell, but I'd like to think of us as artists, you know? And I'd like to get back to doing something more personal, like our first book.
Well, when are you going to do that?
Well, that's something personal is right.
I weirded you out the other night.
No, not really.
Oh, come on.
I've never seen that kind of thing, you know, up close and personal before. It just took a while to process.
You want to talk about it?
If you want to.
I like you, Hogan. I haven't liked a man in a long time. And it's not because I'm a man hater or something like that. It's just been some time since I've been exposed to a man that didn't immediately live into a stereotype of some sort. And I want you to feel comfortable with me. Because I'd really like us to be friends. So if there's anything you want to know, it's okay to ask me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Why girls?
Why men?
Because that's the standard.
If that's the only reason you're attracted to women, because it's the standard.
It's more than that.
So you've never been curious about men?
Curious about men? Well, I always wondered why my father watched Hee-Haw, but...
You know what I mean.
No.
Why not?
No interest.
Because?
Girls feel right.
Well, that's how I feel. You know, I've never really been attracted to men.
So you're still a virgin, then?
No.
But you've only been with girls.
So you're saying a person is a virgin until they've had intercourse with a member of the opposite sex?
Isn't that the standard definition?
Again, with your standards. I think virginity is lost when you make love for the first time.
With a member of the opposite sex?
Why? Why only that?
Because that's the standard. Let me tell you.
So if a virgin is raped, then she's still a virgin?
No, of course not.
But rape is not the standard, so she's had sex, but not the standard idea of sex. Hence, according to your definition, she'd still be a virgin.
Okay, fine. I'll revise.
Uh-huh.
Virginity is lost when the hymen is broken.
Well, then I lost my virginity at 10.
Really?
Because, see, I fell on a fence post when I was 10, and it broke my hymen.
Okay. Second revision. Virginity is lost through penetration.
Physical penetration or emotional?
Emotional penetration.
Well, I fell in love hard with Caitlin Bree when we were in high school.
Physical penetration.
We had sex.
Yeah, but not real sex.
I move to have that remark stricken from the record on account of it makes you come off as completely naive and infantile.
Well, where's the penetration in lesbian sex? A finger? Okay, I've had my finger up my ass. I wouldn't say I've had anal sex.
Observe.
You're kidding me! How?
Our bodies are built to pass a child, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, Jesus, doesn't that hurt?
Sure, but in that good way. Oh. You know, it's only a once-in-a-while thing, reserved for really special occasions.
How about not-so-special occasions?
Tongue only.
Well, but see, come on, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how can that be enough, you know? How big can a tongue really get? My God.
Let's go. Come on. Come on.
You're really going to have to give me a minute, I think. Would you stop fussing with your fucking bag? We're late already.
Just have to get something.
Look, man, we missed this train. I'm going to shit-can you and just hire Charles Schultz. Oh, my God. Who are you, Larry fucking Flint? What are you going to do with all those?
Read the articles. What do you think I'm going to do with them? They're stroke books, stupid.
You got like 30 books in there. We're only going to be gone for 2 days.
Variety's a spice of life. I like a wide selection. Sometimes I'm in the mood for nasty close-ups. Sometimes I like them already in airbrush. Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night. Sometimes it's girl-on-girl time. Sometimes a steamy literal do. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes, I like the idea of a chick with a horse.
Go get our tickets. I gotta call Alyssa.
His master's voice.
Put that stuff away. Hi.
One minute, 5 seconds. Ah, you are such my bitch.
What's up? I'm about to get on a train.
Oh, why?
Last minute invite to the Boston con.
Shit.
Why?
Well, my sister's at my parents' and I was going to go see her.
The one that wrote the book?
Yeah, but I was staying all weekend. I wanted to hang out with you. This sucks.
You know, both of us don't have to go.
Really?
Yeah, Megan can do this by himself. I mean, it's, you know, it's not like we're on a panel. It's just a signing appearance.
Why don't you come pick me up? I'll be your best friend.
Where's your apartment?
And then Black Beauty couldn't take it any longer. And he finally did some of his own mounting.
What are you doing? I think I want kids of my own one day. They're fun.
Look, listen to me. I'm not going. You have to do this one by yourself.
What? Why?
Melissa's coming down for the weekend. I want to hang out with her. You don't need me for this. Look, I'll take the bags. You can keep the filth. I'll pick you up at 9 o'clock Sunday night. Don't forget to plug the annual and don't mention the TV show. Okay? Call me if you get bored.
Explain this again.
How did you grow up on the shore and never played skee-ball? What did you do with your youth?
Stayed out late, smoked pot, screwed around.
Not your grade school years, your high school years.
This looks complicated.
Jesus, Potzer, the premise is very basic, okay?
Uh-huh.
You roll the ball up the ramp at varying speeds in an effort to pop it into the score circle. The higher the score, the more prize tickets you get.
Well, what do you do with the prize tickets?
You trade them in for prizes, which are not worth nearly as much as you pay to play the game.
Well, what's the point?
It's fun.
And you question my life, though.
Sir. See? It's just that simple.
Well, why not just walk up there and put it in the 50 every
time? Well, where's the skill in that?
Oh, this is a skill. I'm sorry, I had no idea.
Just toss one. I'm sorry there, man. She's a little new at this.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Under. Okay? Throw it under.
And this is where you take straight chicks on dates.
Oh, this place is like Spanish Fly. This will probably be the first time I don't score after.
I don't know. I'm starting to get a tingle in my bottom. 10.
Very nice. So what'd you do last night?
Got laid. Some more of that skill you were telling me about?
City. It's like the umpteenth time I've seen you here. Isn't that grounds enough for the Little Pink Mafia to throw you out of their club?
Hey, that's the last time.
How bad do you suck?
How was your pseudo date?
Leave it alone.
The chick bugs me.
No, everyone bugs
me. Get off!
Fucking faggot, man. Did you see that? Your dyke courting ass just got me scored on.
You know, you should watch that, man. If you're gonna get so bent out of shape while playing the game, so much so that you feel the need to curse the TV, try not to gay bash it, all right? You're not that kind of guy. And don't call her a dyke. She's a lesbian.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on here?
I'm starting a new page?
Not with this shit. With you. What the fuck is going on with you and that girl?
We're just friends.
She's programming you.
I beg your pardon? Programming?
Yeah, and apparently you don't even fucking realize it. What does it matter if I refer to her as a dyke? Or if I call the Whalers a bunch of faggots in the privacy of my own office, far from the sensitive ears of the rest of the world?
Look, man, it's passive-aggressive gay bashing. And I know you're not really prejudiced at heart, I just think you should find some other way to express your anger, is all I'm saying. What are you doing?
Just bear with me here, all right? I want to put you through this little exercise. All right, now see this? This is a four-way road, okay? And dead in the center is a crisp new $100 bill. Now, at the end of each of these streets are four people, okay? You following?
Yeah.
Good. Over here, we have a male affectionate, easy to get along with, non-political agenda, lesbian. Down here, we have a man-hating, angry as fuck, agenda of rage, bitter dyke. Over here, we got Santa Claus, and up here, the Easter Bunny. Which one is going to get to the $100 bill first?
What is this supposed to prove?
No, I'm serious. This is a serious exercise. It's like an SAT question. Which one is going to get to the $100 bill first? The male-friendly lesbian, the man-hating dyke, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny?
The man-hating dyke.
Good. Why?
I don't know.
Because the other three are figments of your fucking imagination!
I don't need this. I'll be hiding from your fucking shit in my room.
What? What is it about this girl, man? You know you have no shot at getting her into bed. Why do you bother wasting time with her? Because you're Holden fucking McNeil. Most persistent traveler on the road, that's not the path of least resistance. Everything's got to be a fucking challenge for you. And this little relationship with that bitch is a prime example of your fucking condition. Well, I don't need a magic eight ball to look into your future. You want a forecast here? Will Holden ever fuck Alyssa? Oh, what a shock. Not fucking likely. This relationship is affecting you, our work, and our friendship. And the time's going to come when I throw down the gauntlet and say it's me or her. Then what are you going to say?
I think you should let this one go.
No, what would you say? Would you trash 20 years of fucking friendship because you've got some idiotic notion that this chick would even let you sniff her panties, let alone fuck her?
Look, fucking asshole, I'm telling you, okay?
Let it go! What the fuck, man? What the fuck makes this bitch all that important?
Because I'm fucking in love with her, man, okay?
I wish you were the one being pursued for the cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and maybe you could sell out and pick up a check every once in a while.
We're leaving?
Well, it's not like this is a bed and breakfast.
I've got a little business to conduct. Hello there. Let me ask you a question. Are you an authorized dealmaker in this establishment? Do you have the power to negotiate?
You want to haggle over the price of your French dip?
No. I want to haggle over the price of fine art.
What do you mean?
There, by the kitchen. See it? That painting.
What about it?
The price tag says 75.
So? Tell me you're kidding.
I'll give you 15.
Manuel, could you bring the Dyshevsky down off the wall, please?
My new Dyshevsky.
Where are you going to hang it?
I'm not. You are.
Oh, you want me to hang it for you? You better hope it doesn't get out to the girl nation. You needed a man to help you hang a picture.
No. You're going to hang it in your house.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
Why?
Well, because it's capture the moment. It'll be a constant reminder, not just of tonight, but of our introduction, the building of our friendship, everything. Make no mistake about it, my friend. It is a gift from me to you, so you'll always remember us. Why are we stopping?
Because I can't take this.
Can't take what?
I love you.
You love me.
I love you. And not in a friendly way. Although I think we're great friends. And not in a misplaced affection puppy dog way. Although I'm sure that's what you'll call it. I love you. Very, very simple. Very truly. You are the epitome of everything I have ever looked for in another human being. And I know that you think of me as just a friend, and crossing that line is the furthest thing from an option you would ever consider, but I had to say it. I can't take this anymore. I can't stand next to you without wanting to hold you. I can't look into your eyes without feeling that longing you only read about in trashy romance novels. I can't talk to you without wanting to express my love for everything you are. And I know this will probably queer our friendship, no pun intended. But I had to say it. So I've never felt this way before. And I don't care. I like who I am because of it. And if bring this to light means we can't hang out anymore, then that hurts me. But God, I couldn't allow another day to go by without just getting it out there, regardless of the outcome. Which, by the look on your face, is to be the inevitable shoot down. And, you know, I'll accept that. But I know that some part of you is hesitating for a moment. And if there's a moment of hesitation, then that means you feel something too. And all I ask, please, is that you just not dismiss that. And try to dwell in it for just 10 seconds. Alyssa, there isn't another soul on this fucking planet who has ever made me half the person I am when I'm with you. And I would risk this friendship for the chance to take it to the next plateau, because it is there between you and me. You can't deny that. Even if, you know, even if we never talk again after tonight, please know that I am forever changed because of who you are and what you've meant to me. Which, while I do appreciate it, I'd never need a painting of birds bought at a diner to remind me of. Something I said. Fuck.
What are you doing?
Get back in the car and get out of here.
What, you're gonna hitch to New York?
Yes.
Well, aren't you at least gonna comment?
Here's my comment. Fuck you.
What?
That was so unfair. You know how unfair that was.
What, it's unfair that I'm in love with
you? No, it's unfortunate that you're in love with me. It's unfair you felt the fuck of me to unburden your soul about it. Do you remember for one fucking second who I am?
So? I mean, you know, people change.
Oh, it's that simple. You fall in love with me and want a romantic relationship, nothing changes for you. With the exception of feeling hunky-dory all the time, but what about me, Holden? It's not that simple. I just can't get into a relationship with you without throwing my whole fucking world into upheaval.
Listen, that's every relationship. There's always going to be a period of adjustment.
Period of adjustment? There's no period of adjustment, Holden. I am fucking gay. That's who I am. And you assume that I can just turn all that around because you've got a fucking crush?
If this is a crush, I don't think I can take it if the real thing ever happens.
Go home, Holden.
Chad and Stu, it's a little before 8, and you're with the New Zoo Review. As always, behind us, we got wacky rabbit tables. Looks like it.
Yeah, the funny chicken
suit. Jesus, keep it.
Why did you come back?
How about that weather last night, Sister Stu? Whether that's on or what?
I like to call that one the weather check.
Hey!
I take it that's not good.
Stay here.
Catholic schoolgirls. Uniforms, that does it for me. I wish I'd have went with more Catholic schoolgirls when I was a kid. As it stands, I have no. And then she unzipped her jumper stories.
You seemed weirded out back there.
That's my couch you were fucking on.
Sorry.
Wanted to watch some TV. Hard to do when your best friend's wrapped around a naked rug muncher on your couch.
She had boxers on.
This is all gonna end badly.
You don't know that.
I know you. You're way too conservative for that girl. She's been around and seen things we've only read about in books.
Yeah, I've read about them, so we're prepared.
There's no we here. You're gonna have to go through this alone. And it's one thing to read about shit, something different when you're forced to deal with it on a regular basis. When you guys are walking in the mall and both your heads turn out a really nice looking chick, it's gonna eat you up inside. You'll spend most of your time wondering when the other shoe's gonna drop. Because for you, this isn't about cool, weird sex stuff. It's about love.
Maybe it is for her as well.
Somehow I doubt it.
Everybody's not to get someone in life, Frank.
Everybody has an agenda, all right? Everyone.
Yourself?
My agenda is to watch your back.
To what end?
To ensure that all this time we've spent together building something wasn't wasted.
No, she's not going to ruin the comic.
I wasn't talking about the comic. I'm gonna go get a bagel. Clean off my fucking couch so I can watch TV.
From what I understand, when you sign with a publisher, someone else does all this work for you and you just sit back and collect.
And miss these late night sound sessions with my nearest and dearest? Never.
I don't know what she's bitching about. All she's done since we got here is pound Merlot.
Yeah, you're a real help.
What I'd like to know is why we're even here at all when we haven't seen Prince's funny book in a month.
Yeah, Alyssa, who are you shacking up with?
Shacking up with? Please. I'm so in love. I know, I feel like such a goon, but I can't help it. We have such a great time together.
Who is it?
Someone you guys don't know.
That chick you left the restaurant with that night.
They're not from around here.
Don't even tell me you met her down the shore.
Ew, a bridge and tunnel Jersey dyke.
With huge hair and acid wash.
For your information, they don't have big hair where acid wash. They're from my hometown.
Why are you playing the pronoun game?
What? What are you talking about? I'm not even.
You are. I met someone. We have a great time. They're from my hometown. Doesn't this tube of wonderful have a name?
Holden.
Here's to the both of you.
another one bites the dust.
Can I ask you a question?
Don't even tell me you want to do it again.
Why me? You know, why now?
Oh, because you were giving me that look, and I got all wet.
You know what I mean.
Why not you?
Well, I'm a guy. I mean, you're attracted to girls.
I see you've been taking notes. Historically, yes, that's true.
Then why this?
Well, I've given that a lot of thought, you know. I mean, now that I'm being ostracized by my friends, I've had plenty of time to think about it. And what I've come up with is really simple. I came to this on my own terms. You know, I didn't just heed what I was taught. Men and women should be together. It's the natural way. That kind of thing. I'm not with you because of what family, society, life tried to instill in me from day one. The way the world is, how seldom it is that you meet that one person who just gets you. It's so rare. My parents didn't really have it. There are no examples set for me in the world of male-female relationships. And to cut oneself off from finding that person, to immediately half your options by eliminating the possibility of finding that one person within your own gender, that just seems stupid to me. So I didn't. But then you came along. You, the one least likely. I mean, you were a guy.
Still am.
And while I was falling for you, I put a ceiling on that because you were a guy. Until I remembered why I opened the door to women in the first place. To not limit the likelihood of finding that one person who'd compliment me so completely. So here we are. I was thorough when I looked for you. And I feel justified lying in your arms. Because I got here on my own terms. And I have no question there was some place I didn't look. And for me, that makes all the difference.
Well, can I at least tell people all you needed was some serious deep digging? What?
Check out page 48.
So?
Did you see the nickname?
Finger cuffs.
And?
And she had a weird nickname. What's your point?
Do you know why it's finger cuffs?
No. I suppose you do.
I do. Remember Coe in London? Left Hudson, went to North our senior year?
Yeah.
Well, asshole, I ran into him at the stores the other day. God, it's been ages since I've seen him. Had a great conversation. Mentioned you were dating Alyssa.
Did you?
Yeah. Funny thing is, you know what he said?
Alyssa Jones!
Shit, I know Alyssa Jones. I mean, I know Alyssa Jones. You know what I'm saying? Me and Rick Darris used to hang out for a while, right? Just hanging around her house after school and shit, because her parents were like never home and shit, right? But one day, Rick just whips it out and starts rubbing it on her leg and shit, chasing her around the living room. I was dying. But you know what the crazy bitch did? She fucking drops to her knees and just starts sucking them off right in front of me, like I wasn't even there, man. I almost died. But that's not the fucked up part. The fucked up part was Rick, man, right in the middle of it, turns to me and he's pointing at her and he says, "Go eat." Just like that, "Go eat." So I'm like, yo, I'll give it a shot. So I start pulling her pants down and shit, all slow, because I figure any second she's going to turn around and belt me in the mouth, right? But yo, check this shit out, man. She's all into it, man. She don't try to stop me or nothing. She's all wet and shit, and I just start going to work, you know what I'm saying? Me and Rick are going to town on this crazy bitch, and she's just loving it. All moaning and shit, it was fucked up. So Rick's the one that came up with the nickname, because that day she had us locked in tight on both sides like a pair of goddamn Chinese finger cuffs.
He's full of shit. Koi's a lot of things, all right? But an exaggerator, he's not. The dude's Catholic.
She's never even been with a guy.
That's what she says. But I say her on her hands and knees getting filled out like an application constitutes being with a guy.
Look, man, Koi London is pulling your chain, okay? In fact, you can believe him for a minute. Makes you look like a complete fucking idiot.
I'm getting your back, asshole. People don't forget shit like finger cuffs. And what if it got out that she's queer as well? How do you think that's going to make you look?
Well, I give a shit what people think, you know, so...
All right. What if she's carrying a disease?
Fuck you!
What? Oh, it's not possible that she's all crudded up? Koei, I can vouch for, is clean. The dude never got laid in high school. But Darris? He's an arch-fucking-bushman. Name me one chick in our senior class that he did nail, for Christ's sake.
Let it go, okay? I'm telling you, she's never even been with a guy, much less these two fucking zeros.
And I'm telling you, the bitch could be a bigger fucking germ farm than that monkey in Outbreak.
You let it go, okay? I'm fucking tired of this shit. She's my goddamn girlfriend. Do you understand that? Show her a little fucking respect. And I swear to God, if I ever even hear you so much as fucking mention that Alyssa looks a little peaked from now on, I'll put your fucking teeth down your throat.
You're gonna put your fucking teeth down your throat.
Yeah, maybe.
I've been working out, you know. You better be ready to make that deal.
So, where's that bitch partner of yours been?
Sulking. He's having a real problem with this Alyssa thing.
I think it's more like Banky's having a real problem with all things not hetero right about now. And I'm just another paradigm of said aberration.
Well, Banky does not hate gays, you know that.
But I do think he is a bit homophobic. This latest episode between you and Miss Thang has tapped into that. His warped perception, he lost you to the dark side, which is she.
You make it sound like me and him were dating.
Don't kid yourself. That boy loves you in a way that he ain't ready to deal with.
You know, he's been digging up dirt on Alyssa.
Honey.
And just what has Mr. Angelo Lansbury uncovered about your lady fair?
He heard some bullshit story that she took on two guys.
Really? Well, then he's barking up the wrong tree if he wants to split you up, isn't he? He's not going to make you see the error of your ways by pointing out how truly gay she's not. This one?
Actually, you know, it has kind of gotten to me.
How so?
Well, Banky's got a pretty good bullshit detector. He's not known for believing misinformation.
So what if it is true? Would that bother you?
Sex with multiple partners? At the same time? You being so comfortable.
So what do you care?
That's just it, you know. I shouldn't care. But it gets to me.
Kind of gal Alyssa is. You don't think she's been in the middle of an all-girl group girl?
You see, that doesn't bother me, right? But just the thought of her with guys.
Oh, hold on. I beg you, please. Don't drop 50 stories in my opinion of you by falling prey to that latest of trendy beasts.
Which is?
That's being chic. It's also acceptable to be a gay girl nowadays. People think it's cute. Got this full picture of lipstick lesbians in their heads like they all resemble Alyssa, while most of them look more like you.
Do I detect a little inter-subculture cattiness here?
Gay or straight, ugly still ugly. And most of those boys are scared.
I thought your facts were supposed to be all super supportive of
me. Screw that all for one shit, all right? I gotta deal with being a minority in the minority of the minority, and nobody supporting my ass. While the whole society's fawning over girls on girls, here I sit, a reviled gay man, And to top that off, I'm a gay black man. Notoriously the most swishy of the bunch.
Three strikes.
Hey, there's a line.
Are you a correct?
Grandmaster D, if you please.
Assalamu alaikum, little brother.
Could you sign my comic?
Hey, see that man right there? He the devil. Understand? Never take your eye off the man. Fight the power, little G.
Word is bomb.
Word is bomb. Look at what I have to resort to for professional respect. What is it about gay men that terrifies the rest of the world? As for this hang-up with Alyssa's pants, maybe what's really troubling you is that your fragile fantasy might not be true.
What does that mean?
Hold on. Don't even try to come off like you don't know what I'm saying. Men need to believe that they're Marco fucking Polo when it comes to sex. Like they're the only ones who've ever explored new territory. And it's hard not to let them believe it. Let my boys run with it for a while. Feed them some of that I've never done this before bullshit. And let them labor under the delusion that they rock in my world. Till I can't stand them no more, then I hit them with the truth. It's a sick game. The world would be a better place if people would just accept that there's nothing new under the sun, and anything you can do with a person has probably been done long before you got there.
Hey, I can accept that.
Honey, that almost sounded convincing. Do yourself a favor. Just ask the girl about her past point blank. Get it out of the way before it gets too big for both of y'all to move. Ooh, Yanni.
Since most of these people are rooting for the home team, I'm gonna cheer for the visitors. I'm a big visitors fan. Especially the kind that make coffee for you in the morning before they go. That was a joke. But I thought, little wacky wordplay.
What do you mean, visitors?
Was I being too obscure? But kinda, until recently, had no dick to withstay the night.
So, that was until recently, right?
Yeah.
So nobody but me has spent the night at your place since we got together, right?
Something on your mind, Hope?
Just wondering.
If I've been faithful or something.
I was just asking.
Oh, sweetie. I only have eyes for you.
What's with finger cuffs?
Finger cuffs?
Yeah. In your senior yearbook, it said your nickname was finger cuffs. What does that mean?
It was.
Yeah.
Shit. Damned if I can remember it. I'd look it up, but I threw all that shit out years ago. Where'd you see him with your book?
Do you know a guy named Rick Darris?
Rick Darris?
Yeah.
Sure, we used to hang out in high school. Punch him in the fucking neck, number 12!
You guys, like, date or something?
Date Rick Darris? No, we just hung out a lot.
Just you and Rick.
No, me, Rick, and, God, what was his name?
Coley.
Yes, good, Coley London. God, I haven't thought about that name in years.
I remember those guys used to come over to my house almost every day after school. They'd bug my sisters, look through my dad's closet for porno tapes, raid the fridge. Oh, they really took advantage of my parents never being home. One day, Rick pulled his dick out and started chasing me around the house with it. Right in front of Cody, man. I couldn't believe it.
Rick pulled his dick out. Really? What did you do?
I blew him while Cody fucked me.
Excuse me?
That's what you wanted to hear, isn't it? That's what this little cross-examination of yours is all about? God. Well, next time, try not to make it so obvious, all right? There's subtler ways of badgering a witness. Am I right?
Jeez, man. How did I know what you were getting at?
If you wanted some background information on me, Hogan, all you had to do was ask. I would have gladly volunteered it. You didn't have to go playing Hercule fucking Poirot.
Told you these were good seats. So it's true, right?
Is that what you want to hear? Is it? Yeah, Holden, it's true. In fact, everything you heard or dug up on me is probably true. Yeah, I took on two guys at once. You want to hear some gems you might not have unearthed? I took a 26-year-old guy to my senior prom and left halfway through to have sex with him and Gwen Turner in the back of a limo. Or how about in college when I let Shannon Hamilton videotape us having sex, only to find out the next day he broadcast it on the campus cable station? They're all true, Holden. Didn't you know I am the queen of suburban legend?
Did you somehow fucking fail to mention this to me? What the fuck's wrong with you? How could you do all those things?
Easily! Some I did out of stupidity, some I did out of what I thought was love, but good or bad, they are my choices, and I am not making apologies for them now, not to you, or not to anyone, and how dare you lay a guilt trip on me about it, in public no less. Who the fuck do you think you are, you judgmental prick?
How the fuck am I supposed to feel about all this?
How are you supposed to feel about it? Feel whatever the fuck you want to feel about it, alright? The only thing that matters is how you feel about me.
I don't know how I feel about you, right?
Why? Why? Because I had some sex?
Some sex?
Yes, Holden, that's all it was. Some sex. Most of it's stupid high school sex. Like you never had sex in high school.
Listen, there is a world of fucking difference between typical high school sex and getting fucked by two fucking guys at the same time. They fucking use
you. No! I use them! Oh. You don't think I would have let it happen if I hadn't wanted to, do you? I was an experimental girl, for Christ's sake. Maybe you knew early on that your track was from point A to B. But unlike you, I was not given a fucking map at birth. So I tried it all. That is until we, that's you and I, got together. And suddenly I was dated. Can't you take some fucking comfort in that? You turned out to be all I was looking for. That missing piece in the big fucking puzzle. Look, I'm sorry that I let you believe you were the only guy I'd ever been with. I should have been more honest. But it seemed to make you feel special in a way that me telling you over and over again how incredible you are just wouldn't get across. Oh, and I'm sorry.
Just don't do that.
Do you mean to tell me that while you have zero problem with me sleeping with half the women in New York City, you have some sort of half-assed, mealy-mouthed objection to pubescent antics that took place almost 10 years ago? What the fuck is your problem?
I want us to be something that we can't be.
And what's that?
We both know
a normal couple.
Why don't you give your little horse a lift? Come on up inside my bed and just pretend to need me. You don't have to lie about what you know.
Morose motherfucker right here. Smells like someone shit in a cereal. Nuge.
Now what took you guys so long? What, are you at the mall again?
Bitch, don't even start, alright? We stopped that shit years ago. Toss the salad. Ugh. Damn, it's like this right shit is more profitable than selling smoke.
How did a dirt merchant like you ever learn about likeness rights?
You deal to a lot of lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, little signing bonus and shit.
No, I'll pass. Did you guys take a look at the issue?
Yeah. We need to throw some pussy in that book, man. They throw some supervillain with big fucking tits. To shoot milk or something, and I just like suck her dry and bust some moves on her. And then she has to fuck me. And fuck us.
I'll see what I can do.
Alright, boys, what'll it be?
I'm all set, thanks.
Yo, Flo, tell Mel to whip me up a toasted bagel with cream cheese. You want one too? Make that too and kiss my grits, Nooch. Did you ever watch that show, Alice? The show is funny as hell, man. It's quite a long face, Horace. Bank you on the rag.
I'm just having a little girl trouble.
Bitch pressing charges? I get that a lot.
No. I'm just at a point where I don't really know what to do.
Kick it to the fucking curb, man. Girls get to be too much trouble. There's always the bang of the hand.
Can't do it, G. I'm in love.
There ain't no such thing. You gotta boil it down to the essentials. It's like Cube says, life ain't nothing but bitches and money.
Thanks, guys. That's just what I need. Advice from the hood.
So who is this girl?
I don't think you know her.
Come on, man. I'm people who know people.
You sound like Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, it's because I got this tubby bitch playing her greatest hits tape in my ear all the time. You gotta see it, man. When she starts singing that, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, this faggot starts crying like a little girl with a skin knee and shit. Big fucking softy. So what's the skirt's name?
I'm telling you, man. You don't know the girl.
I'm playing, man. Come on, tell me your name, Mysterio.
Alyssa Jones.
Holy fucking shit. Finger cuffs? You're dating finger cuffs, you silly son of a bitch? Wait a sec, I thought she was all gay and shit.
She was. She is. I don't know.
And you're dating her. And you're a lucky fuck, man. She ever bring bitches to bed with you, get a little filet of fish sandwich going on? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, baby, right? What's up? Yeah. So four tits and what?
No, man, it's not like that.
What's it like then?
Right now? I don't know. I love her, you know, but she has a past.
I'll say, stuffing two guys, eating chicks out and shit. You know, her one time she had this dog.
I ate your fucking bagel already, shut up.
Look at this touchy motherfucker right here. So if you're all in love and shit, what's the problem?
Problem is stupid shit like that. It's bad enough when it was just girls, you know. You throw guys into the mix. Two guys at once, no less. All that experience, you know. I mean, what am I supposed to think?
Think good, you fucking ninny shithead. Because now she'll be all true and blue and shit. Bitch tasted life, yo. Now she's selling for your boring, funny bookmaking ass.
Settling for my boring ass. That's comforting. Thanks, Jay.
That's what I'm here for.
I don't know, man. I'm just having a problem with all of it. It's like I can't get these visuals out of my head of her doing all this shit. And I don't know why I can't let it go. I'm crazy about this girl. I look at her, I see kids, I see grandkids.
You're scaring me.
Yeah, well, I'm scaring myself. I think so much of this girl, and I can't get stupid shit like finger cups out of my head. I don't know what I'm doing.
Jason Amy.
What? What did you say?
You're chasing Amy. What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because you don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking
mouth. Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up? I was yap, yap, yapping all the time. Give me a fucking headache. I went through something like what you're talking about. A couple of years ago, this chick named Amy.
When?
A couple of years ago.
Did she live in Canada or something? Why don't I remember this?
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I'm just about squeezing the Grand fucking Canyon. Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas? Huh? But you didn't even know that shit, did you?
Let's play a fucking story so we can get out of here and smoke this.
So there's me and Amy. And we're all inseparable, right? Just big time in love. And then 4 months down the road, the idiot gear kicks in. And I ask about the ex-boyfriend, which, as we all know, is a really dumb move. But, you know how it is. You don't want to know, but you just have to know, right? Stupid guy bullshit. So anyway, she starts telling me about him. How they fell in love, and how they went out for a couple years, and how they live together. Her mother likes me better, blah, 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 blah. And I'm okay. But then she drops the bomb on me. And the bomb is this. It seems that a couple of times, while they were going out, he brought some people to bed with him. Menage a trois, I believe it's called. Now, this just blows my mind, right? I mean, I am not used to this sort of thing. I mean, I was raised Catholic, for God's sakes.
Saint shithead.
Do something. So I'm totally weirded out by this, right? And I just start blasting her. Like, I don't know how to deal with what I'm feeling, so I figure the best way is if I call her slut, right? And tell her she was used. I'm out for blood. I really want to hurt this girl. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem, right? And she's just all calmly trying to tell me, like, it was that time, and it was that place, and she doesn't think she should apologize because she doesn't feel that she's done anything wrong. I'm like, oh, really? That's when I look her straight in the eye, I tell her it's over. I walk.
Fucking A.
No, idiot. It was a mistake. I wasn't disgusted with her. I was afraid. Now, that moment, I felt small. Like I'd lacked experience. Like I'd never be on her level. Like I'd never be enough for her or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But what I did not get, she didn't care. She wasn't looking for that guy anymore. She was looking for me, for the Bob. But by the time I figured this all out, it's too late, man. She moved on. And all I had to show for it was some foolish pride, which then gave way to regret. She was a girl. I know that now. But I pushed her away. So I spent every day since then chasing Amy. So to speak.
Enough of this fucking melodrama. My advice? Forget her, dude. There's one bitch in the world, one bitch with many faces. Get on tons of fun. We got a book. Catching a bus to Chi-Town.
Why? What's there?
Business, yo. How many more of those fat envelopes do we get coming to us?
I don't know. I don't know how much longer the book's gonna be around.
Yeah, good. I'll be glad as shit when it's gone.
What, are you kidding me? There's a million people in the world who'd love to see themselves in a comic book.
But that ain't like us at all slapsticky and shit, run around like a couple of dickheads saying, what's that shit you gotta say?
Oh,
Snoochie Boochies.
Snoochie Boochies. Who the fuck talks like that? That is fucking baby talk. It's Big World, G. We're bound to run into you again. Till then, keep your union on you.
I'll try. Do or do not. There is no try.
Knock that shit off. We got a bus to catch. Jedi, bitch. Man, why do you have to tell that fucking gay story for?
Man, shut up.
You shut up, you fat fuck.
I know you guys are probably wondering why I asked you both here at the same time tonight, knowing that we have shit to settle between us separately.
Well, I just figure you wanted to kill two birds with one stone. You know, by telling her to fuck off with me here so you wouldn't have to go through the story again later on.
Fuck you.
Not even if you let me videotape it.
Okay, enough. All right? Enough. Now, I've been going over and over and over this whole thing, and I've dissected it 1,000 different ways. Frankie, there's tension between you and I for the first time in our lives. You hate me dating Alyssa, and you want me to sign off on this whole cartoon thing.
How perceptive.
Alyssa, you and I have hit a wall, because I don't know how to deal with your past, I guess.
It's a nice way of putting it. I'd have said the whole double stuff thing.
I'm only going to tell you this once. Shut up. Now, I know I'm to blame one way or another on both accounts. Alyssa, with you because I feel inadequate. As you've had such a big life and so much experience and my life's been pretty small in comparison.
That doesn't matter to me.
Please. I have to get through this, okay? Banky, I know why you're having such a hard time with me and Alyssa, and it's something that's been obvious forever, and I guess I just didn't acknowledge it. You're in love with me.
What?
You're attracted to me. Just as, in a way, I guess I'm attracted to you. I mean, it makes sense. We've been together so long. We have so much in common.
Well, I gotta get going. I gotta catch the last few minutes of Little House.
It's something you're gonna have to deal with, Bank. And that would explain your jealousy of Alyssa, your homophobia, your sense of humor.
Jesus, just because a guy's got a predilection toward dick jokes.
Hank, stop. Deal with it. You'll feel much better. Okay. Now, you guys are probably asking yourselves the same question that I've been going over and over in my head the past few weeks. What does one have to do with the other? And when I did some serious soul-searching, it came to me from out of nowhere. And it all made sense. And a calm came over me. I know what we have to do. And then you, Banky, you, Alyssa, and I, all of us, can finally be all right.
Please don't say it.
We've all got to have sex together. I mean, look, don't you see? That would take care of everything. Alyssa, with you, I won't feel too inadequate or conservative anymore, because I'll have done something on a par with all of your experience. And it'll be with you, which will make it that much more powerful. And Becky, you can take that leap that everyone else but you sees you should take, and it'll be with me, your best friend for years. We've been everything to each other but intimates, and now we've been through that together too. And it won't be a total leap for you, because a woman will be involved. And when it's over, all that hostility and aggression you feel toward Alyssa will be gone, because you'll have shared something beautiful with the woman I love. It'll be cathartic. This will keep us together. What do you say? Sure. You know I need this. You know it'll help.
No.
Thank Christ. Sorry.
No. I thought you'd be into this.
You did. What does that say about me?
But sweetheart, you've done stuff like this before. I mean, this should be no big deal for you.
You don't want this. You really don't want this.
No, I do want this. This has to happen. Can you see that? I mean, how can you not? No, what does that say about me? You can take it from two guys whose names you can hardly remember, but I ask you to share an experience like it, where it's about intimacy, and you say no?
I can't.
Baby, yes, you can. I'm telling you, I'll be there. And when it's over, we'll be the strongest we've ever been, because we'll have been through this together. And then we'll be on the same level together, and there'll be nothing we can't accomplish.
Oh, then that time is over for me. I've been there and I've done it, and I didn't find what I was looking for in any of it. I found that in you and us. Doing this won't help you forget about the things you're hung up on. It'll create more.
No, it won't. I've thought about all that.
Yes, it will. Maybe you'll see me differently from then on. You know, or maybe you'll despise me for going along with it once you're in the moment. Maybe I'll moan differently, and then you'll resent Banky and become suspicious of us. Or you'll alienate him because of it. And you'll grow to blame and hate me for the deterioration of your friendship. Or what if, God, I sincerely doubt it, but what if I saw something in Banky that I've never seen before? You know, and I fell in love with him and left you. I've been down roads like this before. Many times. I know you feel doing this will broaden your horizons and give you experience. But I've had those experiences on my own. And I can't accompany you on yours. I'm past that now. Or maybe I just love you too much. And I feel hurt and let down that you would want to share me with anyone. Because I would never want to share you. Regardless, I can't be a part of this. Or you. Not anymore. I
love you. I always will. Not that. But I'm not your fucking whore. He's yours again.
Kickback.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard once that there was going to be an animated series.
There's going to be.
What happened?
They're looking at it. No chronic, no cartoon.
That sucks, man. That would have been awesome.
Tell me about it.
So is that what happened with you and Holden McNeil? You got into a fight over the rights or something?
It was a little more complicated than that.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. With the biz, I guess.
So what, do you guys not talk anymore?
No.
Yeah, that happened to me once. Me and this guy started a comic club, and we got into a fight one day over who was better in bare legs, Electra or Robin. Anyway, I disbanded the club and just struck out on my own, kind of like Nomad, you know? I'm rambling on now. What I meant to say is they probably shouldn't have killed off Chronic.
Guess not. Some doors just shouldn't be open.
Oh, like the door to death, baby.
Guy, anyway. You do great work on your own.
Look at your line work. Look at all the detail in this douchebag on page 18. Look at how you draw a fart and tell me you're not better off without Holden McNeil. I mean, you were just carrying that guy like a brown bag lunch, you know what I'm saying?
You're so right.
Yeah, well, the true fans always are. Well, keep up the good work, man.
Love those dick jokes. Love them. Bye. Okay, who's next?
Thanks for reading it.
I can't believe this place. These people are so weird.
You wanted to come.
God, I can't believe you call these people contemporaries. Look at this guy over here with the pointy ears. What's that?
He's a Vulcan.
A what?
A Vulcan. Jesus, Potter. Why don't you take a walk and get us something to drink?
Okay, I will.
This isn't one of mine.
It's mine.
I saved your copy.
Hi.
Hi.
How have you been?
Good. Really good. Yourself?
Good. The new issue is selling like crazy for some reason.
Yeah, well, it's because it's really good. I like it a lot.
Thank you. I haven't even seen this yet. Did it just come out?
About a month ago. I did a really small run, self-financed, only about 500 issues.
Will I enjoy it?
You might. It's a familiar subject matter.
A very personal story.
I finally had something personal to say. Well, I'm gonna go. I don't wanna hold up your line here.
Yeah. I mean, it can get ugly. I just saw this nun call a small child a cunt rag.
You know, read that if you have a minute.
I will.
If you get the chance, give me a call because I'd like to hear some of your thoughts or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. It was really nice seeing you again.
It was really nice to see you too.
Who was that?
Oh, just some guy I knew.
Thank you. was it to tell that fucking gay story for?
No, shut up.
You shut up, you fat fuck.